Blackstone Audio presents The Brass Man, a Western Story by Max Brand. This book is read by Traber Burns. Chapter 1. At 5:30 p.m., Weldon opened his eyes and remained for a time on the flat of his back, arms luxuriously outspread, while he studied the sagging ceiling above his head and breathed the warm, still air of the late afternoon. His thoughts were adrift. He could not for his life remember the nation, the state, or the town in which he found himself, until he had heaved up his head and glanced out the window. The first thing that he saw was the brutal front of Bull Mountain. He let his head sink back with a sigh of relief into the soft of the pillow. He was at San Trinidad then. But little wonder that he needed to be reminded of the locality. So many places had flicked under his eye of late, like cards under a thumb, like cards under a thumb. Closing his eyes again, he let their names and their faces slip through his mind, like water through a flume. And then he smiled. To lie with vacant mind, to think busily, passively, to recollect, were all pleasant to Weldon. He could enjoy life for its own sake, unpointed, unmoralized, and all the functions of life were sweet to him. In digestion he could have rivaled a goat, and in nerves a fat-sided bull, calm lord of the pasture. To eat, to sleep, even to breathe, were delightful occupations for Weldon. So he was in no haste now to rise. To another, the heat in that little whitewashed chamber would have been as oppressive as a closed oven, but Weldon reveled in its very intensity, which relaxed muscles and brain. But eventually hunger began to grow on him. He stretched out his hand to the door and threw it open. "Food!" called Weldon, and the echo roared down the hall. He closed his eyes again and waited. At length he heard the whispering of skirts. A Mexican chambermaid tapped at the open door, entered. Chambermaids are not bashful as a rule, but he could feel the timidity of this one in her pausing steps as she came in.
"Señor?"
"No speak English," invited Weldon.
"No, señor, mi padre."
"Let your father be," Weldon said, in very fair Spanish. He opened his eyes at last and looked up to her. She was almost unreasonably pretty. The thought of food dropped from the mind of Weldon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?